Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Brian Scalabrine, he's an Odyssey NBA insider. He's an NBA champion. He's been joining us weekly since around the time the conference finals started. Insider calls are brought to you by Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. So what do you think, Crowder? You think Scal is on our wavelength? Pump the brakes. Team USA will be all right.
100%. 100%.
You think he's losing patience with these guys from Team USA playing soft like everybody's saying and
lost a couple. What do they call warm-up game?
Warm-up game.
Come
to Nigeria.
On, man. Take it easy. Pump the brakes. Watch what happens when they flip this switch when these games start mattering.
What do you think, Scal? Is Team USA going to be all right?
I said this to you guys last time. I don't know if they care. I don't. I mean, if you're in the NBA and you're playing against guys who are more talented, but don't play as hard, don't care, don't play for one another, all that stuff, you're probably going to lose. This is just an example of the talent discrepancy is so great. And Team USA cannot figure it out. I don't know what makes you guys think they're going to figure it out. They have yet to play well under Coach Popovich for extended periods of time.
But, Scal, my thing is, like, even KD last night, I think he had 10 points, but he played 20 minutes. My thought is that you let me know, bro, you played around these dogs your whole life. Like, my thought is that if Dame, KD, Draymond, those guys go sit down for a little bit at lunch and say, hey, let's go whoop somebody's ass tonight. They flip that switch and they go out there and whoop somebody's ass. Like, I believe they're that talented.
Yeah, but what if they don't say stuff like that? You're assuming that they do. They might not. They might not say that. They might say, oh, man, what are we doing here? I thought I was going to be able to bring my family. When I committed to USA basketball, my family really wanted to go to Tokyo and see track and field, gymnastics. They wanted to meet Simone Biles and all this stuff. Now, all of a sudden, you're on your own, no family members around, and you're asking yourself, like, what am I doing here? So, you have to want it. If you're going to win in this tournament, Luka Doncic, Evan Fournier, Patty Mills, all the guys that are playing for their country, they all want it. USA has to want it not against Iran, probably not against the Czech, but against those really good teams, they got to want it.
Again, we're talking with Brian Scalabrine, Odyssey NBA insider. What about, like, these reports? And, again, I mean, we're so disconnected from Tokyo right now, and there's a limited amount of media there, so I don't know how much stock we're putting into stuff like this. But there was this report, Scott, I'm sure you saw it yesterday, that some of the Team USA members are frustrated with Pop trying to implement the Spurs offense, and you know, like, they want to play a different type of offense, less freestyle, like – do you put any credence into that, or it shouldn't matter? Like, with the amount of talent that they're playing, it shouldn't matter what Greg Popovich is implementing. Like, Kevin Durant should be getting his. Damian Lillard should be getting his.
Yeah, I mean, I can guarantee you that some of the players are probably saying and or thinking that, but I don't think that that's where the energy needs to be. The energy needs to be, are you pushing the ball off the floor every single time? Are you picking the ball up full court? Do you think Zach LaVine, Damian Lillard, do you think they signed up for Team USA to be picking the ball up full court? Go back and watch 2008. Go back and watch go back and watch 2012. Like, those guys got after it. It was a young LeBron, D. Wade, and they got after it on the defensive end. I'm not seeing that same intensity. So they could complain about the offense all they want, their defense, as talented and as physically imposing as they are against France or whoever, their defense should be creating a ton of opportunities, you know, in transition, a ton of opportunities going forward, a ton of opportunities where you don't have to call plays. But that's not how Team USA plays. They walk the ball up the court, and they kind of overpass when they shouldn't. They underpass when they should. So that's where they're at right now, and that's where they've been at with Coach Popovich. And who's to say it doesn't change? I don't know if it's going to change. But what I'm seeing right now is not what I would consider the most successful way for the best players in the world to play.
And Scott, we kind of looked it up, and you know, I know you know guys in the Olympics, and you know this side of the, you know, this side of life. Do they get paid? Like, how lucrative is the Olympics for a player?
It's lucrative in their shoe deals, but not necessarily for the Olympics. No, it's not. You ain't doing it for the money. When you're KD making $40 million a year and $10 million off the court, you ain't going to the Olympics for money. But I'm sure it's good for your brand. You know, I'm sure it's good for the social media or whatever it may be. And I don't know what that ends up being, but you're not making a ton of money for going over to the Olympics.
Are you watching the Olympics? Like, forget basketball in general. Like, are you watching? I know you play in a 3-on-3 league here in the United States. There's the 3-on-3 basketball league in the Olympics. I'm not sure if you're interested in that. The swimming.
Yeah,
like, are you watching anything? Because Crowder and I were talking about it earlier on in the show. Like, we're obsessed with Simone Biles.
Yes.
Like, you know, this great American hero going over there. She's been given GOAT status. We're watching Katie Ledecky. Like we're trying to get into it.
It's tough without the fans, though, right?
It
like
is.
When you,
yeah.
Yeah, that's why I've watched the Olympics every year, and every year at 8 o'clock at night when the prime time comes on, I usually record it. Maybe start a little bit late, ready to fast forward through a few commercials. But no, I'm into it, but I'm just not into it as much without the fans. When I was watching Simone Biles do her thing, and they went to that the low angle camera shot, and you looked up and you saw nobody up in the stands. It felt like I was watching the NCAA, like, national championship or something like that. So I was a little bit bummed out about that. The swimming is not the same without the fans. The hoops is not the same. But I would say I'm not as into it as I have been in the past. And I think it's because, you know, it's just a lack of fans. I'm just kind of turned off by it.
Oh, yeah. And back to basketball. One more thing to basketball. They the officiating is different in the Olympics than the NBA, and people are talking about, oh, that's what the U.S. is getting because they're used to, you know, the refs calling every little slap in the NBA. Now it's the 87-91 games, and you're not going to score 130. Like, do you enjoy watching this basketball? Me and Solano were talking about it. Like, I love 130-120 games. Is it quote unquote better basketball if it's 85-81?
I don't enjoy 130, 120, at all. I don't enjoy it. What I really enjoyed, you watched Nets Bucks. I really enjoy watching PJ Tucker, like, lay it all on the line and still not be able to stop Kevin Durant. And the referees weren't really protecting him or anything like that. I love great defense and even better offense. I don't love good defense and bailed out by, you know, the officials. So I am all for playoff basketball. I'm all for what we've been seeing throughout the finals. I'm all for the way FIBA calls it. I'm all for, like, the greatest basketball players in the world should play the most physical game in the world. I coach 14-year-old girls. That AAU game that I coach is more physical than the NBA, and that should not be the case. It shouldn't. And I'm not. And listen. I'm not down on my 14-year-old girls, but they are way more physical than the NBA allows. And I think it's bad. I think people who love basketball would say, I want to see, like, people getting after it defensively and guys, like, still knocking down shots. Just like what we saw in the 90s with Jordan and how Kobe would deal with the physicality and still get his shot up. I want to see more of that. I don't want to see inflated stats.
Do you really believe that, though, Skyle, that, like, there's basically no physical – like, you really believe that there's no physicality in the NBA?
I don't believe it. I know it. What do you mean believe? I don't know. I don't need to believe. I know it. There is no physicality in the NBA. Don't look at the playoffs. Watch a regular season game. Any 50-50 guy throws his body into a big, snaps his head back, boom, two free throws. You know what that does to that big? Now the big feels like he can't guard. Like, you can't guard in the NBA anymore because everything is a foul. And the way it ends up is that's why guys have inflated stats. You get two easy free throws, four easy free throws. Next thing you know, the hoop looks like an ocean to you. So, no, to be honest with you, I don't enjoy it. I call it, I watch it, I don't enjoy it. But I really enjoyed the playoffs because I thought they were more physical.
All right, but, like, I'm watching FIBA, right? And the games are ending 85-80. Like, I as a young person who grew up watching the NBA, and I'm not questioning you, like, clearly you played in the NBA, you cover it better than I do, you're a former NBA player, like, you see it differently than I do, but that to me isn't fun. I'm consuming it, I'm thinking, like, I don't want to see a game that ends 85-80. You know, like, as somebody who watches the NBA and enjoys it, I prefer, and I get what you're saying. These guys, they go to the line, and you're right about the inflated stats, and you make a great point about a defender now feeling like he can't guard a player the way he should be able to guard him because, you know, the referees are just blowing the whistle whenever. But can't there be, like, a mixture in between somewhere where somebody going to the line and getting taken out like Lambeer did in the 80s against Jordan,
sure,
but it's also not Damian Lillard shooting 36 free throws a game or James Harden doing
it? I got the answer for you because that's what I do, right? Because I don't watch all the other sports. So I'm fine with no hand checking. Like back in the day, they hand checked. And I'm fine with like protecting the player on the flagrant fouls. I'm not. When I say I enjoy watching the 90s, it doesn't mean I want all the rules from the 90s to come. But here's the play. Trae Young drives. Guy's moving his feet. Trae Young takes his shoulder, throws it right into the chest of the defender. The defender has his hands back. Trae Young snaps his head back. Trae Young's going to the line for two. And I love Trae Young. I do. But I don't think that should be a foul. If you're a defender and you're using your chest, I think that that's a legal guarding position. I don't think that you should be able to use your arms. I think if you put your hand on somebody and they rip that ball up and you get arm, I think that should be a foul. But I don't think that NBA defenders should not be allowed to use their chest on the defensive end of the floor. And I think the offenses would adapt to it. And I think the defenses will adapt to it. But I cannot understand how a guy is sliding his feet. And nor would I want to put this on the officials where you say one is a foul and one is not a foul. I can give you 80 calls where a guy uses his chest throughout the NBA season, and we can vote on it. Do you think that's a foul? Do you think that's not a foul? And I guarantee you, your opinion, my opinion, the officials' opinion, everyone would get it differently and everyone would get it wrong. All I'm asking for is the way that the playoffs were officiated. That's all I want. And don't tell me that the playoffs are officiated differently than the regular season. The playoffs, are officiated the same. There's no way you can watch that and think that. So, Solana, did you like the regular? Did you like the playoffs and the way that was officiated? Did you like the physicality of the playoffs? Then you like the basketball that I'm talking about.
Yeah, actually, you're making a good point. D Wade must have drove you and other guys nuts, right? The pump fake, and when the defender jumps up, he jumps into the defender.
I didn't mind that. I don't mind that. I just don't mind. I don't want the players to not be able to use their chest on the defensive end. That's it. No more than that. I'm a fan of old school basketball. I just think you're allowed to use your chest when you defend. If your hands are back and you use your chest, I'm okay with that. I don't think it should be a foul. I think that is a legal guarding position. And that's the only call that I want eliminated from the NBA. That's it.
Scott, we were talking about this before you came on. Were you the, I don't want to say enforcer, like you out there whooping guys' asses, but like when you went in the game, were you supposed to bring a little physicality for your team to the game?
Yeah, like if I gave up an and one, I probably wouldn't play for 2 weeks. So just look at it that way. I might not have wanted to be an enforcer. That might not be my personality. But there does come a point where you got to do what you got to do to survive and make a living, right? And whether you want to or not, like I could not give up an and one. I could not jog back on defense, right? So if you consider that an enforcer, that's an enforcer. But there are so many more like guys that were way more enforcers than I would. But I just knew in my world, I could not give up stuff like that. Ticky tacky fouls and one. So yeah, that was it. That was about as enforcer as I got. And I only did it because I wanted to play and make a living for my family.
Brian Scalabrine again, Odyssey NBA insider. Really quickly, I wanted to actually really focus the interview around this, but we kind of got caught up with something else. Free agency's around the corner. The Miami Heat right now, to bring it locally, Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo are your core. And a lot of people down here in Miami have their eyes set on Kyle Lowry. And I know other teams are as well, so it's not really a given that he'll end up in Miami. But is that a trio? And it's not a big three, and I know it's not probably better than the Bucks, but is that a team you could see contending in the East for the next year or two? Kyle Lowry.
Yeah, in the conversation. Like, that's all you want to be nowadays with all the injuries and stuff, just be in the conversation. So, you know, Jimmy Butler was super upset that they did not trade for him. So, I don't think, from what I hear in Miami, loves Duncan Robinson, and so they would have to renounce his cap hold. Or right. I guess at that point, they can sign him later and go over to tax or over to cap. But I would be curious if they have to do a sign and trade or anything like that. But obviously, Kyle Lowry would be a great addition to what they're doing. But you would still need Duncan Robinson and those other guys to really get it going. You can't just rely on those three. That's just the uniqueness about the Miami team. If you know, you would need another guy. I think it could be Tyler Hero could get better. It could be Duncan Robinson making more shots. But yeah, Miami's in the conversation if they sign Kyle Lowry. Geez, those guys are probably in the conversation even if they don't sign Kyle Lowry because they're just the Miami Heat.
Man, talk about ending the combo on a high note. That's what Scal has some culture running through his veins. I love it. Brian,
how'd the culture work out this year?
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that, Scott.
Don't do this to Solana, man. I go through this 2 hours a day with this culture thing in him.
Scott,
it's the greatest thing ever. No one talks about the Miami Heat losing because they lost at 1 o'clock on a Memorial Day, and it's like they actually never lost that playoff series.
No, I mean, you know, Scott, injuries, COVID. This season was a wash anyways. Let's be real.
Wait, when you have injuries and COVID, what happened to culture?
COVID took over culture.
We appreciate it, man. Thank you.
You got it, guys. See ya.
That's Brian Scalabrini. He's an NBA insider, an Odyssey NBA insider, and all insider calls are brought to you by Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. We know life is busy, so come to Shell to fill up, save up, and snack up to make the most of the stop you need to make. Always like talking to Brian Scalabrini. I guess we were kind of right, kind of wrong. He expects these guys to be okay, but he wants to see them play more physically.
Yeah. No, it makes sense. Defense is being taken out of basketball. Like, it really is. It's where, hey, and we said it. Like, I love to see the guys drop 45 on the night. But if you're dropping 45, the score is probably going to be 120, 130. And there's a guy in front of you that's not allowed to touch you. Scal made some great points. I think he articulated it perfectly.
He's right. And I typically hate the guy that goes, what about Jordan? He was always getting killed. And I typically hate that argument. But, man, sometimes watching James Harden, 35 free throws a night, it's boring. Like, you don't want to see that.
No.
You don't want to see that. And it is inflated stats. He does make a good point.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.